right, ladies and gentlemen, on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, welcome to the Sanjay and Jim Show. Got a great, great show planned, an awesome guest. We've got an awesome co-host also, or co-hostess. A co-hostess with the
hostess. I am transitioning. I wanted to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for sharing.
I was talking about Marla crying out loud. Having said that, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, it's funny. When I came in this morning, the station manager pulled me in.
He did?
And he said, you know, he likes the show. But he said, the only thing we're not doing is mentioning that, the Sanjay and Jim Show.
Okay.
He said every few minutes we have to say that.
Okay.
So you're listening to the Sanjay and Jim Show.
That's right.
860 AM.
860 AM.
Boy, this is great. You saw that I brought in snacks.
I did see that.
Hey, here we are.
Our hostess with the most.
Better late than never.
Well, listen, we all make our...
Hey. Hi, honey. How are you?
We prefer to say special appearance, a special...
special guest.
Yeah, she's wearing a football helmet. Guest, but a special...
our special guest, and she came in a very small school bus.
What did I miss?
No, we literally just started, Marla. We were just talking about you.
Oh,
we were just saying, what our hostess with the mostest, a special appearance by Marla Vittorello. So the ratings are going through the roof.
We have three listeners
say that
now.
To everyone now.
We have three whole listeners.
I'll tell you what, everybody in the building's coming down. That's for damn sure. But lots going on. Sanjay will be joining us in a little while.
So I thought we would start having a food segment to our show. I brought in, I thought we could bring in foods from around the world. We could taste it and tell our listeners.
Okay.
So today, for our organic. Exotic food, this is from Acme. They're apple turnovers. I love apple turnovers. I buy them at the house. And you know what I love about it?
I can't stand you.
Nobody can.
Way to go talk.
But getting back to my story, nobody eats them in the house. I don't have to worry about them eating it.
These
I don't know why.
The
I think
July.
They're good if you want to try them. Okay. I'm going to have one.
Are they gluten-free?
It's nothing like doing radio with your mouth full of food.
Yeah.
Well, GMO, non-GMO, all that stuff. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You're not going to have any?
No. The summer's right around the corner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I just gained 4 pounds looking at them.
Yeah.
See it?
There was another day.
Well, there goes the food segment of the show. I thought that would be fun to bring in different foods.
There's nothing wrong with having a food segment. We used to begin.
This is the Sanjay and Jim Show, 8:60 a.m.
That's
I don't want to get in trouble.
No,
I can tell you, when I first came in, the station manager pulled me over and he said, "Oh, the show sounds good, but you don't give the call sign and you don't mention that it's the Sanjay and Jim Show."
So tell
this is the Sanjay and Jim Show.
And the only way he would know that is if he was listening.
Ooh.
So that's a good thing.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to call this out. Why are your glasses tilted to the side? You got like a pimp glass.
My kids were throwing a baseball and I got hit in the my head's slightly bent now. No, they're from the dollar store.
Okay, you take the sticker off, Jim.
There's
a $2 sticker that needs to come off too, Jim.
No one would know.
Dollar General. Goodbye.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, we got all of our equipment here in the house. I can see that.
Testing.
He comes up way too many things.
It does. Yeah.
He really does. Yeah. He's very complicated.
Let's introduce
the Sanjay and Jim Show, 8:60 a.m.
That's right.
That's why I don't get in trouble.
Thank God I'm a
guest.
We
have Joe Cronin here.
We do have Joe Cronin. How are you, sir?
Outstanding. Very much. Thank you for asking. And it's wonderful to be here on the Sanjay and Jim Show on 8:60 a.m.
It's just a Gym Show.
It's just a Gym Show.
Well, normally what we do... And
I thought it was the Marla Show. Didn't we already talk about this today?
You took over.
That's right. It is the Marla Show. Joe Cronin of Cronin Trial Lawyers... great to have you back, Joe. It's certainly always a pleasure. This is now, Joe. You were on recently, and which were you on Marla's show? And Jim was a guest. Is that what that? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say. Right. Now you're on Jim's show, and Marla's a guest. You're again,
and
a Marla's
reversal.
A co-host.
It is.
You know,
it's all good. It
is
all
good.
Works.
I thought you'd be after that last appearance. I thought you'd be. You know, like
scared of the radio.
Security if I come in here. I'm not going to do this again.
Well, he knows me very well. So
welcome
he's
to
like,
the Sanjay and Jim Show as I eat my apple turnover.
But Sanjay will be joining us soon. If you would,
these are really good.
Joe, if you can get it in, tell our listeners a little bit about your practice and, anybody who's living on a desert island who's under a rock who may not have listened to the other show. That would be great.
Sure. So my primary area of practice is catastrophic personal injury as well as commercial litigation. So catastrophic personal injury would be, you know, anything from trucking accidents, medical malpractice, nursing home neglect, trucking acts, things like that. And the other part of my practice is business litigation, where businesses are fighting with each other or business owners are fighting with each other. So they both keep you pretty busy. I like them both. And that pretty much, you know, sums up what I do.
It's interesting, though. Like, for example, you know, we had talked before. You actually, for attorneys that you know, are not real, you know, big on trials, but mm-hmm. they may have a case that's a big case, you'll go in and you'll not a pinch hit. It's an understatement. You'll back clean up for that case. Talk about that, because you work with a lot of attorneys in that area.
Sure. Yeah. So to borrow from your baseball metaphor, I think an analogy would be like a closer's role in baseball. So
yes,
it's a lot of fun for me. So especially when a friend of mine, another attorney, refers me the case right before trial, so everything is teed up. He or she probably usually is going to do a great job getting everything ready, all the witnesses, all the documents ready. And they hand it to me, and I study the file, meet with the client, and go in and try the case in front of a jury and a judge.
And is that do you have a group of attorney, you know, firms and practices that just, in other words, they call on you when they and how long has that been development? Because that's a pretty big deal, man.
Yeah, I've been doing that for 20 years. I used to be at a firm in Center City where a lot of other awesome attorneys, and for one reason or another, there wouldn't be available to do the trial shortly before it comes up. There's not going to be a continuance of it. The client wants a trial, so somebody's got to go in and do it. And, you know, trying cases in a courtroom, you know, is not something you should dabble in.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, it's interesting because sports, and there's a lot of different analogies, but, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I've done shows on sports and mm-hmm. the law, and having that, you know, the ability to perform and to be able to do that in those situations. Not everybody, obviously, you know, is up to the task, but has that been, you know, something that you've, you know, gravitated to since day one?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, trying cases is the most fun thing that I do in this business.
You know, it sounds like it would be fun, but if you get out there and you're in the middle of a situation, look around, you see the jury, the judge, I'm sure there's some people that get a little, you know, a little queasy in that situation.
Well, he's like 6'5", yeah. You know, I mean, he's like, you know.
Right. But just give me
I'm not going to put your weight out
the
there, but you're pretty solid, so.
How much does he weigh?
It's too much. That's what it is.
Well, whatever listen, it I mean, is. He didn't polish off one of those apple fritters or whatever you just ate.
Give me time.
I can't believe you just said that.
I mean, really? You're like an diabetic coma now in the corner over here.
Oh, my God. I my feelings are a little hurt because I did want to have a food.
Listen, we can still have
a review on that. We'll get your review.
Let me just say one thing about that.
They're actually very good. Do you want to try one, Joe?
I
no,
just give me one.
Try one.
Give me 1 second on that.
Lane will kill you.
Marla does a bi-weekly in the morning. You do the workout?
I actually do it once a week called Body Burn. So, and that's exactly what it does. It like literally rips off your muscle.
What I find amazing, I've seen the videos and it's unbelievable, but they have the fritters there. So instead of getting a drink of water, you can get yourself a milkshake, a
100%.
Coffee, and the fritters.
Are you just saying this to make me feel better?
So we eat. It's exercise bulimia. So we eat, and then we work it off, and then we eat, and then we work it off.
I didn't realize that part of it.
It's a little obsessive.
Mother of God. Wow, it's original. That's what I look at. That's what I look for.
Joe has his own show now, right?
Well, we're
going to do the pilot.
Okay, so the pilot show.
When's the pilot?
You know what? We could do the pilot show now. You're the host. These are our guests. Let's rock
and
roll.
Done.
How's everybody getting a show? I'm feeling so much less special these days.
Well, you have two.
Yeah,
you have
true.
Two.
You're
going to
need you as a guest.
Two shows a month.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I am kind of cool.
She rocks
kind
it.
Of. You make me cool, though, Joe.
Well. You know, you guys are all the best. It's certainly, you know, love the shows, but you make it the best. Are we doing the road trip on the next one?
Road trip next week, NJAJ. Are you going, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'll see you there.
Absolutely.
I don't know anything
we're
about
We're doing
this.
A radio show because it's New Jersey. I've been telling you to come to New Jersey across the bridge for like 10 years.
I have a phobia of bridges.
Well, you come over when you go to AC.
I'll get you in the Ironworkers.
So that's where it is.
Okay.
It's in Atlantic City. It's at the Harris. It's a 3-day convention focused on attorneys and doctors that do what we do, focus more around personal injury. Synergy Pharmacy is one of the sponsors of the event. And we're going to be broadcasting from there. So right. I'm really excited.
Wow. Live broadcast?
We're probably going to have the president of the NJAJ come join us, a couple other people that I would love to put on the air. And Joe Cronin is passing through. He could say hello as well.
Absolutely.
We'll be doing a great show. The other thing is we've done, Joe Krause and I have done a lot of shows where we're in the middle of a crowded room and we're just kind of grabbing people.
Well, that's what they were asking. They were like, do you need a quiet area? I said, we just need a table and an outlet.
Exactly.
I'm like, the more the merrier.
So having said that, obviously we want to be showcasing Joe's practice, but what's on your table there, Big Jim?
Apple turnovers.
tell me how you made them.
Listen, I will say this about Jim. He's a very modest chiropractic professional. I mean, he really is. He hardly talks about the massive...
How massive I am?
You are. You're massive. How popular you are, how professional you are.
Oh, you're so kind.
You know, the attorneys love you. The physicians love you.
Oh, I hope so.
You're a great therapist. I try hard.
I mean, we have 17,000 patients.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been at it for 33 years. I have 3 centers, and we just opened up a water therapy center in Jenkintown.
How's that going?
Not too great. I cannot tell a lie.
I will tell you.
We're just starting out, so it's slow.
Yeah, I will tell you this.
But I think it's going to do great. We're exercising in warm water. Mm-hmm.
Is it yellow or I'm just asking for a friend?
Oh, God. Can we go to commercial?
I'm just kidding. No, but listen.
No, it's exercising in the water. Yeah. If a person has a equilibrium problem, joint replacement, surgery, have other illnesses, they can exercise in the water. We have life vests available if you feel more comfortable. I think it's only 4 feet. It's not deep at all. Hmm. And we have water weights that are styrofoam to exercise. I just think it's the greatest thing in the world.
What type of injuries? Would you be?
Oh, any kind of work-related injuries, auto, someone who's just
neck.
Not your back and neck pain. Really, it's any extremity
because
have the buoyancy.
Exactly.
Did I say
that
right?
The whole thing. Yeah.
Do I sound intelligent?
You sound so intelligent, but it's geared towards non-weight-bearing exercise so that, clients, even if they have, a knee surgery or, ankle surgery, they're not putting full weight and they're able to still get full or, partial range of motion
in
the water.
Aquatherapy?
Yes, exactly.
Aquatherapy.
Right.
But it takes a minute to, and the reason why I know this is because I think that's how I met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the time, I directed 5 aquatic centers in New Jersey.
You never told me this.
Yes, in Philadelphia. Yeah. Yes, I did.
That's where we met. Yeah.
Director of business relations for 5 aquatic therapy centers. So we did regular physical therapy and aquatic. And people
and was it in the water? Was it real aqua?
Full pool. Whole 9 yards. Aqua. And the most important part of that is the marketing. Because people don't know, and they don't know that they can pay for a PI case or for a workers' comp.
Absolutely.
And it does. It goes through. It is an accepted therapy.
Right.
So you've got to get out there.
Why have you kept this a secret? You know I've opened this place a couple months ago.
You probably forgot. You get apple fritter Alzheimer's or something.
What would you say is the major advantage?
So I'm going to have another apple fritter.
What's the advantage to doing it in the water? What's that for?
It's the weightless therapy. It's, patients, and you know how you feel when you're in a regular swimming pool. Your body feels relaxed. I can't say it enough, but you're actually weightless. So you don't feel like if you had a knee injury and you were standing in, 4 or 5 feet of water, you don't feel any pressure on that knee the same way you do when you're on the land.
Right.
Okay. So you can actually like ride a bike in the water and not feel it. Mm-hmm. But if you were on...
Do you need a special qualification as a therapist? I mean, in other words, obviously, what are the different – talk about the different exercises and
– Oh, it's a stretching and exercise. Basically, the same exercises you're doing on the land, you're doing in the water. I know Marla just brought up bikes. We can't afford the bikes yet. We're going to get into
some of them are actually
stay tuned.
Placed. Like stationary bikes are placed
in the
water.
Yeah.
Treadmills at the bottom of the pool.
Everybody will get electrocuted at knowing my luck.
Have you ever done aqua aerobics? Like regular, like healthy
aqua
aerobics? It is hard as heck. I mean, you're really in there. And it's funny because the place that we're at Ventnor, they have an aquatic fitness class in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you go downstairs and there's these women who are like older in age that can't really go to an exercise class. Mm-hmm. And they're in the pool. I'm like, oh, that's easy. Let me pick up a weight. I was like, oh my God, these people are working their butts off. Like it is hard. It is not easy.
That's great.
What type of, so what would, is it the beginning of a therapy? In other words, when somebody's catastrophically injured, one of Joe's clients or something like that at the beginning
right,
of their
right
process.
After surgery right after the injury, the faster the better, the sooner the better. Mm-hmm.
As soon as that wound is closed, They could get right in the pool.
Really?
Yeah.
I had knee surgery last year, and I spent a month down in Brigantine with my daughter, Juliana. So she likes to be in the water all day. So she's a water bug. So I swear that after that vacation, being in the water, playing, it took the weight off.
Ocean water or pool water?
Ocean water. I had to wait for the incision. And I swear that after the vacation, my knee was much, much better than it
was. If you don't mind me asking, what repair did you have? Or did you have a replacement? Or
double meniscal repair. Wow. Yeah, and that was so. Tried physical therapy first, didn't work. So then they repaired the both menisci.
And how are you now?
Great, it's great. Great, yeah, yeah. I really feel that being in the water, you know, all that for that vacation, really, really helped.
Yeah, and the salt water too.
Yeah, so it was sort of like an unintended water therapy.
Right. No, absolutely.
Jim, where's the facility at?
It's in Jenkintown on Old York Road, 860 Old York Road.
Okay, and what's it
called? Oh my gosh, what's that? It's Jenkintown Water Therapy.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, definitely awesome. Something.
Easy to look up.
Yeah. Having said that, let's go through a little bit, Joe, of your practice in regards to the type. You talk about catastrophic injuries, right? But if a listener's out there, you deal with your personal injury attorney, but that is a wide, there's a wide number of types of accidents, injuries. Let's go with accidents right now. Go through the array of types of accidents that you handle, and what personal injury is, and what the qualifications of when you have to vet a case. What are you looking for?
Well, the first thing I'm going to look for is I'm going to see, is there an injury that is, compensable? Is it something that's a real injury? So when you say catastrophic, it's going to indicate the extent to which the victim is injured. So, a sprained knee for a couple weeks is not a catastrophic case. Catastrophic injuries can come from anything. It could be trucking accident cases, right? So when you're in an accident with a tractor trailer, you're probably going to be more likely to be hurt than if you are with a small car. So trucking accidents, construction accidents, people who get hurt on construction sites, as you well know, Joe, from your experience in the union and all the guys you're hurt on a construction site, you're probably going to be hurt bad.
Yeah.
So when you have that, you're going to have a workers' compensation case, right, that's going to come out of the construction accident, and it's probably going to be a major injury. So, and then you have brain injuries. When you say slip and falls can be catastrophic depending on the extent to which the person's injured.
Now you're talking due to the negligence of somebody else.
Correct. So another person or another – could be another company, right? So,
right.
And the reason, it's very important that the person see an attorney as soon as possible, because there could be workers' compensation rights, and there may be, just because you're hurt at work doesn't mean it's only a workers' comp case. Could be a claim against another, like, for example, on a construction site. There's many, many different parties. There's construction managers. There's the owner. There's a lot of other companies that are doing their jobs while you guys are doing your jobs. So you may have claims against them as well. So.
And when somebody comes to you, even if you accept the case, it's contingency fee, right?
Correct. So they don't pay anything unless you make a recovery. So the attorney is going to always pay for all of the costs to advance the case, all the expert reports, all the fees that are involved to get the case to trial.
Okay.
And then he or she takes out a percentage of the recovery and reimbursement of their costs.
And having said that, let's talk about these trucking accidents, because let me tell you something. I have literally done one show in 7 years on trucking accidents, and it blew me away,
right?
Because there's so many potential negligent parties.
Correct.
Yeah, talk about that, because they're mostly, and we're talking about commercial trucking,
right?
That's a totally different ballgame than in many cases,
right?
A standard auto accident, which could be just as catastrophic.
Correct.
Let's talk about that trucking accident type situation.
Right. So trucking accidents, you're talking involving a tractor trailer, right? Guys who are delivering goods, in what you call an 18-wheeler. So they're very, very big. They're very, very heavy. If you are in an accident one, you're probably going to be much more likely to be hurt, right? Makes sense?
Yeah.
So, in terms of possible parties, you have the owner of that trucking company, you have the driver, sometimes there's independent contractors, and there's various reasons why the accident could happen. Is the tractor the tractor is the part that pulled the trailer, right? Tractor trailer. Is that properly maintained?
Is it loaded correctly?
Is it loaded properly? Did the guy get enough? Was he being allowed to get enough sleep? Was he being pushed to the limit too far? Did somebody give him a notice of some type of possible defect on the trailer that wasn't addressed?
Wow.
There's so many different parties that can...
Maybe even the manufacturer of the products that are... Good. You know, I mean, so you've seen, you Correct. Know, it could be a construction Correct. Type situation. It's driving equipment. There's nothing worse than driving on 95 and being stuck behind a massive truck.
Correct.
Where you're looking at all this massive, you know, right. either equipment or, you know, some, you know, they may have concrete panels on there or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I work with a team of experts that are excellent at going in and forensically taking a look at the tractor. You know, they have like a black box, you know, apropos to one in a plane, right? And they can go in and do an evaluation as to what was going on with that tractor prior to the accident. And it's amazing the data that they can obtain, all of which is important in trying to establish a viable claim.
All right, so you do personal injury.
Yep.
How many attorneys do you have in your firm?
Three.
And now do you handle other litigation like divorce, or is it just workman's comp?
I don't want to do divorce work. That's something I wouldn't want to do.
Well, you didn't talk to my wife, did you?
No. That's something I wouldn't do for all the money.
What about other law?
So business litigation,
injury, auto?
I'll do some criminal litigation if it's somebody who won't do something that's you know, very, very significant. I wouldn't do like a murder trial or something like that. And I wouldn't do any things you know, involving sexual assault, things like that. But I represent criminal defendants. If I know them already, it's not something I go out and look for, but I have done a lot of it. And I enjoy it if I like the client, and obviously they need to – the fees are hourly, so that's important.
What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Best way to reach me is through my cell phone or by my office. So, and they all flow to the same number anyway, 856-340-2356. Or you can call the office in New Jersey, which is 856-368-2600.
That's a great number. The number at the station is 888-329-3306. We got Joseph Cronin, who's an attorney, personal injury attorney, and a friend.
I mean, we've talked about, you know, a lot of different types of personal injury. One of the things that we talked about the last time Joe was on the show was auto, what we talked about, auto insurance. And I think one of the things that we talk about in educating people can be making sure. That's why I said it's so different having an auto claim, an automobile claim, even if someone hits you
Correct.
In the city. Rather than, you know, obviously than a commercial claim, because there's so many different, you know, possibilities. And also, there's also negative possibilities that, you know, you're colliding with a truck.
Correct.
You know, and so I never put that together. But when we, you know, when we talked about that, the auto accidents, and then we talked, auto insurance was the first thing that came up.
Right. So you're I think what you're alluding to is the dreaded limited tort.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so counterintuitive to most people. They're blown away when you explain it to them that that their insurance company has them select something on their policy which could help the guy that rear-ends them years down the road. So your own insurance company suggests to you, oh, go with a limited tour. You'll have full coverage. Don't worry. If you have a real accident, you'll be covered.
But that's what you hear.
That's what they tell you, because they want to sell you the policy.
Why is that wrong?
Why is it wrong? Because it's first of all, it's just flat out not true.
Because they say, well, look, if it's a bad enough injury, that you know right. that you know you'll exceed the threshold and you'll be fine.
Right. And guess who decides if it's a bad enough injury? The jury at the end of the trial. Oh, you got to go all the way to then for That's them incredible. To listen to a very, very lengthy jury instruction by the judge. And when he or she reads that to the jury, most of them are listening saying, no way. Like, most injuries are not going to comport with the jury instruction on limited
That's
tort.
Incredible. Mm.
So it's not like you can have the accident, you have an injury. Now, there are certain exceptions. Obviously, loss of a fetus, amputation. If you have if you need back surgery, and so that's clear, you're going to get over the hurdle. If it's involving a commercial vehicle, there are exceptions to it. But most people don't you can have a very good personal injury case that can go all the way to a jury. And one particular jury that day may say, no, it doesn't meet the standard. And you lose, even though the other guy rear-ended you. And you know who helped that guy win? Your insurance agent.
Right.
Wow. Mm.
Flow. It's
despicable.
I have a situation for you. What about if a person doesn't have insurance? Because there's a lot of drivers in Philly that just, they're just not carrying insurance and they get into an accident.
Right.
Can you help somebody like that out?
You can. And the way you can help them through that is you can see if you can make a recovery on their policy, underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage. That's another reason people need to take a look at their policy, because your insurance agent may just have you insured with very limited coverage for underinsured or uninsured coverage, which means, you know, so the most basic policy is $1,530, which means the most amount of money you can recover if the other guy's uninsured is $15,000.
It's interesting because
for nothing, though. I mean, yeah. Think about it. So, and that's right. Something that you would pay for through your own plan.
You pay through your own policy, so you're insuring yourself in the event that the person who hits you,
right.
They get hit by a commercial vehicle, then they're going to be fine.
Then they're going to be fine because that's an exception.
So anybody, okay. Right. Our station number here is 888-329-3306. Joe Cronin, who is a personal injury attorney. If you have any questions for Joe.
Oh, Joe, you.
It's the Sanjay and Jim show. I'm sorry. I hope he's not listening.
On 860 AM.
Where is Sanjay?
860 AM.
Yeah, we're
Sanjay, call in.
It just sounded like he laughed in the background, but I wasn't sure who that was.
But having said that, I mean, don't people, you got to ask yourself a question. How many people actually get educated the proper way and understand what uninsured and underinsured motorists are and why? Because right now on TV, most of the commercials are about bundling and getting cheaper insurance.
Right. No fancy gimmicks. That's the other one I saw.
Now, what is bundling, Joe?
Bundling is when you have your auto and your home together.
And you get discounts.
And you supposedly get discounts.
See, is that true? I mean, well, you did say supposedly.
That's why I put that advert right there, because I'm not pessimistic, am I? So, no, it's just they're trying to get you to buy the product. Let's keep in mind, too, to be fair to the insurance companies, although I'm not a fan of insurance companies, most people care about price. So they can explain it to you. Most people are going to say, how do I save money? How do I save money? Well, you got to realize you may...
I'm sorry to cut you off, Joe. Sanjay just walked in.
The other half.
Hey, that's his background music.
That was fantastic.
Sorry we caught you off guard.
No, it's okay.
That's Jim's background music.
That's mine.
What was that?
No, but you're right. Most people are sitting there going, listen, get me a deal.
Deal. And then they have convenient memory later.
But how many times when they walk in your office, Joe, do they think that they have full coverage and they think they got a deal on it? What they don't realize is there is no such thing as full coverage if you include when it comes to bodily harm.
Right. You know, they care about what they talk about when they're getting the policy is how much for rental do you get covered for the day when your car is getting fixed, things like that, which is not important. You could give up a case. You could literally have a case worth tens of thousands of dollars. Because you're injured, and make no recovery because of that limited tort selection. Now, over in Jersey, it's called verbal threshold because I practice on both sides of the river, but the point is the same. So the other driver could get away scot-free because of the fact that you selected something on your policy.
So we have a caller. Rochelle's on the line. Rochelle? Yeah. How can we help you?
Yes, I am just calling to get some advice because I have a crazy ex who's been stalking me.
Okay.
Well, I've never had that happen.
What does this mean?
me too.
Panic.
Me too. No, just kidding.
We're kidding. Sorry.
We got one. You know what? We shouldn't even make fun of them.
No, we shouldn't.
It's a very scary situation.
So what's the situation?
I've been receiving crazy emails and threatening phone calls and text messages.
Mm. Okay. I'm not an attorney, Joe.
You might want to defer this one, Joe.
Right. So have you reported it to the police yet, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
And did you file for a restraining order?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And so do you have a court date coming up?
No, they didn't give me an official court date, not as of yet.
Okay, well, normally when you do apply for what's called a temporary restraining order or a protection from abuse, depending on, again, what side of the river you're on, you're going to get a date. So you should probably contact law enforcement, ask them if a date was issued to you, and then show up there, and then you're probably going to end up meeting with someone that the court usually appoints as a protection from abuse advocate that can help guide you through the process.
How long ago have you reported it?
Maybe about like a month ago.
Okay. So what, is there a timetable there, or does it depend on where you're at?
Yeah, if you file for a temporary restraining order, they're going to have a final restraining order date issued pretty quickly. So you're probably coming up on it. I would urge you to go back to the police department, contact them or the court, and ask when your date is that's coming up.
Yeah, no, I would obviously, as a layperson, the authorities are the way to go. How serious has it gotten? I mean, in other words, have there been any threats of bodily harm or worse?
No, not as of late. No.
Okay. Well, listen.
Sorry, you're dealing with that, Rochelle. It's a horrible feeling.
And obviously, you want to take everything and take that seriously.
Yeah.
We wish you well, and obviously, we hope our
stay safe.
Our answer helped you.
Yes, it was very helpful.
Thank you very much. Right.
Thanks, Rochelle.
Good luck,
this
Rochelle.
This is the Sanjay and Jim show at 68.
Thank you. You too.
You as well. What was that again, Bear?
I don't want to get in trouble. It's the Sanjay and Jim show.
Which one are you, by the way?
I got to catch you up, Sanjay, on what happened today.
Hey, Sanjay.
I got pulled in by the station manager, and he said, the show sounds good, but we don't give the
station ID enough.
The station ID and our name. So it's the Sanjay and Jim show.
Well, can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell you what he said. First of all, welcome, Dr. Manani.
Thanks, man.
listen, I was there. I saw the whole thing. This is what he said. It's Dr. Manani's fault. He threw you right under the bus.
I'm very sorry.
It's always my fault.
I tried to protect your
interests. Another thing, I wanted to start doing a food segment to our show, but it got shot down. But I brought apple turnovers for everybody.
There you go.
Trust me, I'm doing everything I can.
From Acme. Acme.
I was trying to look there. I said, what the hell?
Doc, they're there for you. And me too. I'm trying to, you know. Listen, we're gonna go to break. We're going to pay some bills. We'll have more from the Sanjay and Jim show after the break.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Here's an important message for all first responders, tow truck operators, and anyone who works on Pennsylvania roadways. Every day, responders just like you are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive. Others are critically injured and can never go back to the jobs they love. Remember, you can't help anyone if you become a victim yourself. Get trained in traffic incident management. It's free of charge, and it's waiting for you now. This message is brought to you by Penntime and Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management at PennTime.com.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. My why is diversity in unity, a safe space in my community, living with sincerity, giving every day my everything. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Learn more at YMCA.org. For a better us.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Here's an important message for all first responders, tow truck operators, and anyone who works on U.S. roadways. Every day, true responders just like you are struck by vehicles while on the job. Every fifth day, one dies. Remember, you can't help anyone if you become a victim yourself. You can get free training in traffic incident management to work safely and stay alive. This station is part of the Beasley Best Community of Caring. Learn ways that you can stay safe on the job at respondersafety.com or visit our website.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women.
is 80% preventable if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full too fast, even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge campaign.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
During COVID-19, many businesses have had to furlough staff or reduce wages. Others have shut down completely.
A loss of income forces people to leave their homes in search of more affordable housing. Tragically, some people of color are shut out of housing opportunities because of their race, color, or national origin.
If you suspect housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD.
Fair housing. The law is on your side.
Learn more at hud.gov/fairhousing.
A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sanjay and Jim Show on WWDB Talk 860. Got a fantastic show. Joe Cronin of Cronin Travelers is our guest today.
There's a lot of VIPs in this room.
There are.
Really? I mean,
yeah, there really are. Is.
Across Joe is.
Help me identify them,
Joe
Jim.
And Joe are. Not me. Sanjay is. Sanjay's a big show.
When I said there are, did you hear a question?
888-329-3306, Joe Cronin. Personal injury attorney. I think we want to revisit something that was very serious.
Yeah. It took a lot of
courage. I'm going to let you handle that, Marla.
Well, you know, Marla, you voiced concern, obviously, particularly about when you we have fun in the studio and all kinds of stuff, and we always try to keep it light. But on occasion, you get a call like that, and somebody gets they're in a serious situation where potentially being stalked or something like that, and. You know, sometimes those situations do not end amicably or well.
They don't. And, you know, my heart goes out to Rochelle, and thank you for calling in. I know, you know, of course, we were trying to make a little light of her situation, but it never is a light situation because there's no way in telling on how deep that situation can go. So if she's feeling threatened or and you know she's feeling like she is at risk, or somebody is going to do some type of harm to her, even you know verbal abuse or character defamation and those kind of things. I mean, that it's still an abusive situation for her. But then, let alone physical abuse or the threat of physical abuse or even death. Is very serious, and no one really knows until it happens. So the fact that she's speaking out and publicly had enough courage to even call in and ask about it is someone who is feeling threatened. And I've been through a situation like that where, you know, I've had, you know, crazy ex-boyfriend or somebody just even randomly when I was with the Eagles, and then, you know, 8 years later coaching for the Soul, and this guy purchased my uniform from when the, you know, the vet imploding and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
Some of the old uniforms like wound up in the wrong hands and then they were sold on eBay. So this guy has like a signed uniform from me that he framed and put in his house. Okay. And I didn't sign the top. Like my name was just on the bottoms.
Yeah.
And he brought it. He found out where I was and he brought it to the stadium and actually, like, went through guards and all this other crap. My father was there. My father almost choked him. Uh-huh. And he was like, I need you to sign this. And he, like, pulled out all this stuff, like old newspaper articles and all that kind of stuff. And he was a little loopy. Like, yeah. The guy, that's not normal. That's, like, 8 years later. That's a little weird.
Creepy. Well, creepy. You know? Ray Finkel-like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? But you know what's interesting about that is that, like you said, Marla, you never really know. And at that,
yeah.
At that point, it is, we've seen it we've seen it a lot. You read it in a newspaper, you see it on the news.
Well, you take it for granted because you're Joe, like, you know.
But you said it right. You know, obviously law enforcement and follow that path. But I wonder in some cases, like we've talked about, for example, we've talked about if somebody wants to do something to somebody, they can do it. In other words, a restraining order is important and all that, but if they go past that point of no return,
well, right, you can have a restraining order, but when you're getting out of your car at 9 o'clock at night or you're going to Target, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, they could catch him and lock him up and press charges, oh, but yeah. At that point, the damage is done. And you know, I think just from a woman's perspective, I mean, I'm a pretty tough girl, but and I'm very aware.
Would not mess with you.
Don't mess with me, man. And no. Especially in Target. If I got bags and I'm coming out at 9 o'clock at night,
well,
you try to jack
length.
Me up.
You know, you're tall and like, and she got that reach. I mean, I could just see, you know, because that would be fair. And her, she would pepper
long
me
arms.
A couple times. Show
and long legs.
How out of Dutch? I can't take
She's
her.
Got a great right cross.
She does.
You think? I know. I'm telling
I
you.
I heard.
But listen, so I do typically intimidate a few men who are like trying to take me down. But listen.
Well, there's one guy's about 6'4". He's got the same name as me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got no shot.
Yeah, he's got no shot.
That's
the guy at home who's making sure he toes the line.
The object is to make them weak in the knees.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And then they're just mush. And then you're good. Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, like I've had those situations.
You do that anyway.
And all those situations. I do feel really bad for some of these women.
Of course.
And mm-hmm. myself included. Like, there have times in my life, there have been times where I felt threatened just even to go to the gym. Or, you know, I had this guy at the gym who was, like, following me around the gym. And then a big, big, big dude, like 6'3". You could see, you know how, like, you could tell in somebody's eyes they're not right?
Oh, yeah.
And he would, like, follow me outside and, like, oh, where are you going today? And I'm like, oh, my God. And this guy would just, like, appear. He never did anything. I did wind up telling the gym managers. I'm like, can somebody walk me out? Because mm-hmm. it was getting ridiculous. Then I didn't want to go to the gym anymore. And, like, you know, then it was – then I was starting to, like – and I'm not one of those girly girls that cry over things like this. But this was, like, creepy.
Well, you know, you watch that – what's that movie, you know, oh, my God.
Misery?
No, with Michael Douglas.
Because you had like a male version. Ghostbusters.
No, no. I mean, yeah.
I'm your number one
fan. I'm your number one fan, Marla. You had like the male version of Kathy Bates in Misery. The guy, you know.
Oh,
I'm
my
your
God.
Number one fan.
Oh, that's a scary movie.
Yeah.
But
Sanjay and Jim show, 8:60 a.m.
Well, there's a psychological component to this. Absolutely. Like, it, normal people don't really do that. I mean, everybody has gotten into a relationship and then broke up and things get a little crazy and whatever. Like, I think everybody's had that situation. But then at some point it comes to an end and everybody parts ways. Everybody's mad or completely, you know.
Mine's 40 years in.
Yeah, you know.
Don't look like anyway.
Well, you're not dead yet, so you're good. She hasn't killed you by now. Nah. I think you're pretty good.
What are you doing up there, hon? What is that in your hand? But, you know, if people, you know.
Well, here's the other thing, too, not to cut you off. But then not only do you have to worry, you know, this poor woman who called in, but if she has children uh-huh. or friends uh-huh. and this guy is like a little loopy, like I've seen people actually go after siblings, wives and children.
Right.
To punish that person as a retaliation.
So, you know, I wanted to mention and again, Rochelle, I echo what Marla said about you calling, having the courage to call in and. You know, proud of you for doing that, and I would encourage you to follow up with an attorney to see if you can reach out to the Bar Association. You can get legal help out there to help you guide through the process. But people should be aware that you know when there is domestic violence, there is a possibility that they may have claims against businesses or mm-hmm. people for failure to provide security mm-hmm. or you know.
So if somebody's like say at a hotel,
sure.
And them and their boyfriend are on vacation and something happens, the hotel could be liable too.
Absolutely. I prosecuted mm-hmm. a claim against a apartment building in Center City a couple of years ago. The boyfriend was very good friends with the security guards. They thought they were buddies. They were drinking buddies. So when my friend, who was my client, was complaining and getting beat up, they just sort of said, oh, just forget, we'll talk to him. And they didn't do anything. Well, she spent, 2 weeks in Cooper with a broken face.
Right, and that's a lawsuit, right? Somebody's that's a negligent
part. Absolutely. Negligent security.
Horrible.
And it was horrific. And they could have stopped it, and they didn't. So that's an example. Also Marla alluded to, or somebody alluded to, defamation. So keep in mind, you may have family members that are saying things out there publicly. Let's face it, everybody who has a cell phone now can go and put something on the internet about you. I call them keyboard warriors, and so they like to hide behind doing that. And then what happens is, you can hurt people by doing that. So the family members of the person from whom you're seeking protection can publish things about you, and you can have claims against them.
Right. Did you ever see that movie Enough with Jennifer Lopez?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a crazy... Yep. Yep. Like real life movie. I mean, these things happen.
I did not see that, but I just put what was this Fatal Attraction? There are sociopathic individuals out there, and you may not know who they are, but I will say this: I had a duplex, and I had somebody trying to take. I mean, when I was a kid, and he was a maniac. And he was harassing everybody. And he literally speaking, he was harassing the people upstairs, wasn't paying his rent. My point is, these people, that individual seemed like a nice guy when, I didn't know much about screening tenants when I was 22 years old. But let me tell you something, there are situations that may seem, and they could take a different turn for the worst. And, anything's possible.
Don't you remember what I went through? You probably do too, Joe. Mm-hmm. When I had squatters in my parents' house.
Yes.
Oh, you told me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They, I rented to a family.
I remember because I had that similar situation at the same time.
I wasn't ready to sell. I rented it. And then she subleased it to another group of people.
I remember that.
Were heavily into like the North Philly drug ringing and things like that, which I didn't even know that was going on. So we went to the house to just do an inspection. And they had like two families living there. They were like selling drugs, like all types of stuff. This is my family house that I grew up in.
Oh my God.
And they threatened me.
What area?
In Deptford, New Jersey. Nice neighborhood, nice middle class neighborhood. And I was just appalled.
I remember the pics.
Yeah. They destroyed the house. They broke in. Then they sued me and said I stole $10,000 in a safe they left behind after I changed the locks.
Of course they did.
I mean, at least if you're going to say that, say it's 100 grand.
Sure, or did they sue you on their own?
No, they showed up in court by themselves. I didn't even say a word. Like, I just walked in. I had my attorney with me. Mm-hmm. You know Brian Fritz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good Brian's guy. Like, Mar, just, you don't even have to say anything. Just
Brian's
come
awesome.
In a suit, right? Yeah. He was awesome. He was amazing.
He's a good dude.
And and we won, of course. I mean, I think the judge was just like, and the judge was actually like looking at, I mean, in a non-judgmental way, but saying like, okay, what can you say?
Right.
You know, it was just hilarious, right? Okay. So I'm just sitting there and Brian's like, don't say a word. I'm like, I'm dying to say something, but I'm not going to, right? So I sat there, we walk out of the courtroom and they had a Cadillac, nice Escalade, of course. You know, couldn't make the rent, couldn't pay the bills, couldn't do anything, but a beautiful Escalade with their brand new baby. and tried to run me over, actually hopped the curb outside the courthouse to try to run me
over. So we're graduating from, you know, a rent.
A threat.
A rent, you know, like somebody who's a squatter to attempted murder.
Yeah. Okay. And,
wow.
And then, you know, I know where you live, V-I-T-C-H. So I had to, like, go now and file reports at all the surrounding police stations and all this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, I was nervous because they did know where I lived. They knew where both my houses were. And I was, you know, I felt very scared for a long time. Yeah. And that's not a way to live.
Yeah, no. But you know, even when I said Fatal Attraction, it's not just, you know, I mean, you know, that movie itself was about a man who was getting her. And so in other words, when somebody who's is in that frame of mind, and it's a neurotic, obviously sociopathic frame of mind, and I would imagine that a man would get less sympathy, obviously, you know, you're sitting there going, this woman's, you know, okay, buddy, you know what, we got bigger problems. Yeah. And probably 99% of the time, they're right. They have bigger problems than that.
But listen, there's some crazy women out there, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I will speak on behalf of the men, too. I mean, I've seen some nuts women. Yeah. They're so freaking. And I'm like, you need to take it back, you know? You know,
the term from that movie first called bunny boilers.
Joe, we have a Joe.
Lovesick.
We actually have a Joe on the line.
Really?
Joe,
that's a very scary name.
Got a lot of Joes here.
We're all Joes here.
Is that my husband?
Joe, are you on the line?
Yes.
Mr. Vidarama?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I got a little random question.
Sure.
But can you sue if you have a fly in your suit?
A what?
Or any dog, any insect whatsoever, for that matter.
Hmm.
Find your suit. Well, that's a very random thing.
That's an important one. At a restaurant.
You're talking about at a restaurant.
I suppose.
Yeah. Like you go to a restaurant and you just happen to have any type of bug in your soup, and you're just like, "What can you sue?" Like, I would assume you should, right?
Well, here's the thing.
I've never handled
I'm not a lawyer.
Marla will take over this question.
I'm going to take this over. I think,
like everything else,
Marla,
I'm going to save you, Joe. Here,
please.
A broken chair.
So listen, Joe.
You can sue for that.
The way I look at it, there's chance and probability because this insect has wings. So it's not like an infested, dirty restaurant. And if it is, we wouldn't be there, right? So. You know, I think unless you find something very personal in the soup or something that was deliberate, I would almost assume you have no case. And unless it was something that was going to cause like permanent or semi-permanent damage, like if somebody had something sharp in the soup.
It would have to be damage, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Damage.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. Yeah, you have to show damages and never really had a fly in the soup case.
But having said that. You know, I mean, you could probably call the health department or.
Yep. Yeah, that's
you know,
a different
was,
claim.
You know, I mean. Mm-hmm. That's what. Okay. By the way, that's what Yelp is for. By the way, but we
well, listen. That's a good. I'll tell you why that's a good question because the average person may not know that you know you wind up having something like that in a restaurant. I mean, I've seen some like hair and like objects in food at a restaurant that could cause harm.
Okay, so let's do this. We have 3 minutes left. Doc Sanjay Madnati, you've been dominating this conversation. We're not going to take it no more.
No, Sanjay's smart. He sits back here and he listens.
We got Doc.
He's just like taking
real quick,
it in.
Your practice, if you would tell our listeners, obviously remind our listeners about your practice and what you do real quick.
I would just real quick first say, Marla said I listen really good. I've been married for 28 years.
That's right.
So, yes, I've learned my lesson.
To a boss.
Okay. Our practice... Dr. Anju Madnani, that's my wife, and I, Sanjay Madnani, we have a pain practice in Langhorne, and we have a surgery center next to our office where we basically do the pain-related procedures, and we see mostly all injury and spine patients.
And what's the name of the practice?
Oxford Valley Pain and Spine Center, and the website is www.oxfordvalleypain.com.
Awesome. Marla, real quick, Synergy Pharmacy, our sponsor. I do want to thank Synergy Pharmacy for putting us on the air, of course.
Oh, you're welcome. Synergy Pharmacy, we're a specialty pharmaceutical company out in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania that specializes in workers' compensation and personal injury cases. Look us up at synergyscripts.com. We're happy to mail your prescriptions to your door.
Awesome. And Joe Cronin, contact information at the firm, website, all that stuff.
Yep, my contact information at the website is CroninFirm.com. That's CRONINFIRM.com, or you could call a toll-free number, which is 844-4-CRONIN, which is CRONIN.
And Dr. Jim Brady, your contact information at the practice and the water therapy.
Jenkintown Water Therapy, 620 Old York Road, 215-245-1000. We have offices in Bucks County, East Oak Lane, and Port Richmond. We specialize in neck and back pain.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Sanjay and Jim Show. I want to thank Dr. Jim Brady. I want to thank Joe Cronin. Of course, Dr. Sanjay Banani. And, of course, our hostess with the mostest, Marla Vittorello.
And thank you, Joe D. And we want to thank you because you're a special man.
Thank you very much. On behalf of everybody, I'm Joe Doc.
Peace out.
Have a great day, everyone.
Peace.